Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Carolyn Reinbarger is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. Carolyn is a good member of our Brain Trust and a good friend of ours. She's the Chief Brainstormer at Strategic Guru Incorporated, which is a strategic marketing services agency. And their goal is to help you get more business. And I like people like that. Carolyn Reinbarger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I'm glad to be back.
It's good to have you back, Carolyn, as always. And, you know, recently, Carolyn, I've been talking to my audience about marketing and the whole idea of marketing. And one of the things that that I've tried to point out is that when the economy turns south, marketing is usually one of the first things that gets cut, and it's almost always the wrong thing to do. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. And while the reality check is, I do understand that in some cases, something does have to get trimmed, but to completely cut all marketing is a huge mistake.
Well, just so that they don't think you and I are a couple of ivory tower eggheads, never run a business or anything. You and I know what it's like when the dollars aren't as available as they used to be, when the cash flow slows down, when customers slow down because of something we didn't do, even in the presence of our best marketing efforts, as you say, something has to change. But the truth is, marketing and all the elements of marketing, including advertising, those really should be thought of more as an investment than as an expense, because if you do it right, you should pay a dollar out and get more than a dollar back.
I agree, and I think what's important to keep in mind is that at this time, there's two things that you need to think about. One is that this is an opportunity to capture advantage over your competitors who are drastically cutting back, so you can remain visible while they disappear. And the second point is to be sure that the marketing that you are conducting has return on investment, that you can measure it, that you have a means of determining whether it's successful or not.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the things that, and of course, the beautiful part about the 21st century is that we now have the ability to do that in a way that we've never had really before. But one of the things I wanted to point out to, that I mentioned earlier in the hour before you got here, Carolyn, is that we've got the 20th century marketing strategies that served us so well for all those generations, and most of them are still very viable and very much part of our world these days. And then we've got the 21st century ways of marketing, which are completely new. And I think a lot of small business owners are saying, okay, which one do I choose? Mm-hmm. But it's not really either or. It's some of both and, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think what's key is to recognize the shift in behavior that has happened out there as a result of the Internet. That's what's key.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
People are no longer, I shouldn't say never, but, think about when was the last time you actually picked up the paper yellow pages and searched for a vendor for your business?
In the want ads?
Yeah. Well, no, in the yellow pages of
the book itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go online and look at yellow pages online,
exactly,
probably.
Exactly. Exactly. Everyone jumps to the internet first to conduct their research before
a lot of people,
they start to
But see, I'm not going to let you get away with everyone, though, Carolyn, because you and I both know that your grandmother doesn't do that.
That's true.
My mother doesn't do that. And so, this is the point I was making earlier. And that is, never in the history of our current, consumer society have we had a situation where generations were literally existing in two different universes and almost ne'er the twain shall meet.
That's true. But I think if you understand your target market and take that into account, so whether you're consumer-based or business-to-business-based, the key to good marketing strategy is understanding your target market and how they like to be communicated to.
And where they hang out.
Yeah. You bring up a valid point. I just was speaking at a community college this week, and someone had a business they had started, and they were making an internet-based business, but their target market was someone that was probably in their 60s or 70s and likely didn't even have internet access.
Right, right.
So there was a flaw in the thinking of the whole business.
That person probably would respond more to a catalog, a direct mail of some kind, or an ad in a magazine that was focused on that generation.
Right. Something ink on paper would probably be their comfort level.
Exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
So you have to understand your target audience before you determine the direction you're going to take in tactics. And again, so what does that mean? Strategy has to come first before you start leaping to tactics.
Right. First you got to know, who do you want to sell? What is it you sell? Who buys it? How do they use it? Where do they live? Where do they hang out? How do they get their information? And will they let me talk to them?
And why should they care about what it is that you want to talk to them about?
They might just not be that into you, right, Carolyn?
Exactly. That's it, exactly.
And so how do we fix all that?
Well, I think that if you determine that you do have a target market that would use the internet, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today. It's very important that the small business owner understand that internet marketing tactics, there's several in that mix, but the shift in behavior means that you're not pushing product and services, you're actually pulling your target market in to want to communicate with you, and that's what's key.
Okay, now that push and pull thing, I've been talking about that quite a bit lately, and I agree with you, but the thing is you've got to push. For some generations, you've got to push yourself out to where they hang out before they even get interested in you, because they're not as likely to roam around looking for you.
Well, that's true. So that speaks to the three areas that marketing covers, because marketing isn't always about simply making a sale.
Right.
There is branding that has to take place to build awareness first.
Brand building, right.
Right. Then create visibility, and then work to lead generation tactics.
Then get the call to action going. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. 20 after. Carolyn Reinbarger is with us. She's got some... I told you we'd get smarter when Carolyn joined us. She and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Well, it's all right.
Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. And my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles. Something for you there from 5 seconds to 15 minutes that will help you with your small business. Carolyn Reinbarger is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a member of our Brain Trust, and her company is called Strategic Guru Inc. And I guess I put a .com on the end of that, and it'll get you online, won't it, Carolyn?
That's right.
And that's strategicguru.com.
Right, and they will find there also a number of articles and a white paper that might help them, and particularly an article on the topic we're talking about this morning, Internet is the New Marketing, so check it out.
Isn't local search the most exciting thing about Internet marketing these days?
You know, I think that it's important, but what I find the most exciting thing about internet marketing is the power of all the new social media capability in creating conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of speaking back to what we talked about before the break, where you need to be found and you need to have relevant conversation. So I want to kind of...
But the only reason why I think we're both right, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. Because local search is something that you and I both know, a dry cleaner or a restaurant or a mechanic can do to get business right away.
That's true.
And whereas the social media, as important as it is, as big as it is, as much a part of our future as it's going to be, it's a little squishier, isn't it?
It's definitely a little bit squishier, but I think, I'm going to give you a concrete example.
Okay.
You know, a local pizzeria has give them your cell phone number, and they text you coupons on a regular basis.
Yep.
Now, you say, well, that's...
Now, see, that's what I call push.
Yeah, but it's definitely a new way of communicating.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
So, you know, I don't want to get into a lot of the details because we could talk for hours about, you know, Twitter and blogging and
right.
all that great stuff. It's all part of the mix. So I want to make sure that when we are talking this morning about internet marketing tactics, that the audience understands what is that, what is part of that mix. So it is definitely local search, and it also includes pay-per-click, which is, you know, your
right.
Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, I think the first thing that you need to understand is search engine optimization. So you talked about local search. You
mm-hmm.
need to understand what are they searching on to find you,
mm-hmm.
and then develop your strategy around those kinds of keywords.
Right.
So it all falls into place, and every time they search on that particular keyword, they might find your website, your blog, your Twitter, you know, your paid ad, whatever.
Right.
So it's all part of that mix, and it's all different than traditional marketing tactics, which is, you know, picking up the phone, exhibiting at a trade show,
right.
going out and calling on the customer. Those are the traditional marketing tactics, and I'm not saying that they're not any good anymore, but they're less effective.
Well, to certain generations, that's what you got to do, and that's the reason I keep saying not either or, both and. Give us, in the time we have left, we've got about 2.5 minutes, give us what you consider to be, let's say there's someone right now listening who's saying, you know what, I want some of what Carolyn is talking about, but I want to know where to get started. Give us the top three or four, quickly, the top three or four things that you think that people should do to get started.
The first thing they should do is look at their website, run it through Google AdWords, has a keyword research tool. Find the right keywords. That's
mm-hmm.
number one. And then make sure your website is optimized around those keywords. That's going to help you get found. And then the third thing that I'd say is to see what other kinds of tools like blogging and Twittering and things like that might work for your business. May not work, but you need mm-hmm. to at least consider it because it's considered fresh content on the Internet.
Even if you have to hire somebody to do it for you.
Yes, and we do it. We do it for
right.
our clients.
Right,
mm-hmm.
okay.
You want to be the thought leader. That's important.
All right, go ahead.
So those would be where I would start. I know you've talked a lot about there's some places where this will work and some places it won't work. So if you're the local, you know, tire store, you'd be surprised. You do have an audience. You have a customer database that would like to hear from you. So
right.
email marketing.
You got to find out where your people live, so to speak. And that in this day and age, that's email is almost more important than their address.
Yeah,
In fact, it is more important than their address.
It is more important, and it's such a cost-effective marketing tool.
You know what? My family gets so embarrassed because every time I go somewhere and talk to a business owner, you know, I'm not buying something, whatever. I'm asking them, "Are you collecting email from your customers?" And you know, my family's they're lurking toward the door, you know, trying to get the heck out of there. But you know, but I do that. But you know what? The next time I go back, they say, "Hey, I'm collecting those emails."
Mm-hmm. Because the tools are they're low cost,
yeah.
and you can measure down to seeing who viewed your email and what they did once they looked at that email.
Well, think about this: if you got a deal you want to offer people, if you can reach them by email, you could get people to respond within an hour.
Right.
Within
well,
a half an hour.
And that's what Twitter is also doing.
Right.
You know,
Carolyn, I got to wrap it up. You got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back and let's talk about this some more real soon?
I'd love to.
Give us the website again, please.
StrategicGuru.com.
And folks, this is all this stuff that we're talking about. That's what Carolyn does. I'd encourage you to check it out and see if she can help you with it. Thanks, Carolyn. See you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back with Bill Halal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.